Now, listen to Jeremiah in verse 9. He says, will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not? The interesting thing is, many of the people were going to the temple and talking about how wonderful it was, but they were still going out worshiping Baal, and their lives weren't changed. They were stealing, murdering, committing adultery, swearing falsely. And this man, you see, he detected this, and he's speaking to this, that unless they change their ways, that very philosophy, you see, the whole thought was this, that since the temple was repaired, and they were at least tipping their hat to God on the Sabbath day, that somehow or another, that was all that would be necessary, and that God would protect them. Now, when a people genuinely turn to God, God will protect them. But you see, they were resting on facts that were not facts. They were feeling that since they had rebuilt the temple, and you remember, they took up quite an offering for that. Many people had given to it, and they felt like everything was all right. Now, I'm sure you see that I'm going to make an application of this. May I say that I know of no book that fits into the present hour and has the message as the book of Jeremiah does for us today. Now, we came through after World War II, you remember? There was just a little wave of revival, and there were several evangelists out at that time, and the crowds came. And it was during that time that I began my Bible study. That gained quite a bit of notoriety. It's said to be the largest midweek service in America. And that went on for 21 years. But the so-called revival died out long before that. And the very interesting thing is that it was quite a surface sort of thing. And you would hear this. Oh, my church attendance in our place has doubled and tripled, and we're putting chairs in the place. And we've had to build a new building, and we've moved out to suburbia, and we have a new church. And this one pastor that built a very wonderful church back east. My, he moved out to suburbia, and he is packing it out. 2,000 people in a service. He says, the trouble was when I got a new church, I didn't get any new people. I should have had some new people. The same people should have been made new, and they were not. Same old people in a new church. And they misunderstood that for spiritual growth and development. And friends, it wasn't. Now, that's what Jeremiah is saying here. Now, he says something else. In fact, it's something our Lord used in his day. Verse 11, is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? In that day, these people were spending the week robbing their brethren, and it didn't change their business habits. It didn't change their lives. There was gross immorality. And the thing today is that people feel like if we have these great religious splurges and we have conventions, and I recognize I'm not an organizational man, never was. I'm not a joiner. A dear little country woman came to me down in Texas one day. She says, are you a joiner? And I didn't know then what she meant. She says, do you join all these organizations that come along? And I said, no, I'm not a joiner, and I'm not one. And I'm not convention-minded. I don't care to go to conventions. Some people love them. May I say to you, a great many people misunderstand that for a moving of the Spirit of God today. And I want to say, friends, and I'd probably be as unpopular as Jeremiah was, this is not revival, that type of thing at all, unless it transforms your life. You see, the Wesley movement just about put the liquor industry out of business in England. And it moved into the factories, and the child labor laws were enacted. I want to see a spiritual movement today that's going to reach in the ghetto. And my friend, when government reaches into the ghetto as they have today and in other places, there's been nothing in the world but crookedness and things have gone wrong. We need revival. And revival will change things like that. And it's the only thing it is. Now, that's what Jeremiah's talking about. That's his message. And you can see how popular that young man was when he stood yonder in the gate of the temple. And I can see him there, lonely fella, heartbroken at the message he's given, but he's given it. And it did bring a partial revival.